Herman Mashaba has confirmed that he is going to be starting a political party. He says there will be an announcement in June. And because of the bromance between him and Musi Maimane, who quit the DA at pretty much the same time as Herman Mashaba did, a lot of people assumed that Musi Maimane would in some way be part of that political party. But no, says Musi Maimane, he is forming a political movement for change. He's not interested in a political party. He is keen on a political movement for change. Ebrahim Fakir is a political analyst. Is there a difference? Should I care?
As you can hear from my chuckle, I don't, or not much, to be frank. Because, you know, I'm not sure what these guys are talking about. And you speaking about a bromance, John, I think it's more like a broken manse.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're starting a political movement, but it's not a political movement. And then you have Mashaba saying, I'm starting a political party, but we're not going to be based in any ideology. So I don't know what it is going to be based on if there's no guiding framework.
It's going to be based on citizen activism, Ebrahim. You're not reading what they're tweeting.
No, perhaps it's, you know, the education that I received. But it certainly was terribly incomprehensible to me, because I must be honest. So you've got Musi Maimane talking about a civil society movement for political change, which is what every movement, whether it's based in civil society or elsewhere, tries to engender in society. So if you talk to Abatlali Basim Jondolo, which is the Shack Dwellers movement, they also want some kind of political change. They're agitating for it, they're militating for it, they're using different means. Now, Mr. Maimane talks about wanting to do three things. A, he wants political reform. But maybe he should talk to the kind folk at My Vote Counts, you know, those people in civil society who've been agitating not just for electoral reform, but reform of all kinds of other things. They brought a court case on campaign finance, on party funding, on all kinds of things. So they've been doing political reform work. They've been wanting electoral reform. The Fanzel Slabbert Commission set many a decade and a half ago, from 2002, 2003, tabled a report. So there's lots of movement of people who want electoral reform. So I don't know what's different from what Mr. Musi Maimane wants to do. Then he says he wants to promote accountability through the use of technology. Well, then he should go speak to the kind folk at Code for South Africa, because they're also trying to use technology to harness it in order to promote better oversight and better accountability. And then, most astoundingly, completely acontextually, Mr. Maimane wants to reform a UDF and create a political pact. What the pact is on, I don't know, but I'm not sure Mr. Maimane knows either. Perhaps he's still going to consult on what this pact is going to be. But the most frightening thing, John, is that the UDF, while it's at a different time, under different circumstances, with different people, with people who had an idea around a political backbone and who were informed by a certain kind, type, and character of politics. And here, what you have is a political movement which appears to be completely apolitical.
Which, as you say, does not make a whole lot of sense. Do we need something new? Do we need something, a consolidation of things that exist within the party political sphere and the civic activist sphere? How do we rethink the way we live and are governed and interact with each other in South Africa through a political party, through a political movement, through an organization that we ourselves belong to, just through our individual interactions with other people with whom we work or with whom we have encounters in the retail space or whatever? I mean, everybody is, I don't know, sort of trying to find a silver bullet of some sort.
And so are you, John. You're asking me encyclopedic questions.
Sorry.
On radio. But it's true. We do need some kind of realignment. And I'm not going to talk about a reorientation, but I'm going to talk about a realignment in our politics. And what do I mean by a realignment? I mean that there ought to be some kind of restructuring of the political parties and the party system. Where I find common accord with Mr. Maimane on is the idea that we require some kind of electoral reform. I'm not sure that the pure proportional representation system serves us well. Where we part ways is that I don't think it needs a political movement. What it needs is the parties in parliament, and this is where Mr. Maimane misses the trick. It's up to the parties in parliament. They have got to incept electoral reform by changing or amending certain small portions of the constitution and changing the Electoral Act. Now, I'm not again suggesting that that's going to be a panacea, because we've got a pure mixed system at local government level. Hasn't necessarily promoted a greater amount of accountability. In fact, accountability has been extracted through people taking to the streets, through tax boycotts, through race boycotts, through those kind of threats. And even then, we haven't seen a terribly great amount of responsiveness. But be that as it may, I think that there is some scope, there is some potential for a change in the electoral system. There ought to be a change and a realignment in our political party system, and I think those moves are afoot. Unfortunately, at the moment, it's expressing itself within sort of factionalism and fractionalism within parties, and the ANC is not the only one which party which is guilty of this. DA is equally as guilty of this, and EFF, though they don't like to talk about it, also has certain amounts of factionalism and realignments going on, because, you know, yesterday's enemies are today's friends, and some of them will remain frenemies, which will be enemies today and friends tomorrow. So that kind of realignment is going on, but it's not based, unfortunately, on any kind of discrete policy or political approach. It is based at the moment, unfortunately, purely and nakedly on narrow, immediate interest. And it's commercial, it is monetary, and it is about position and power. So until that attitude, until there's an attitudinal change, not necessarily simply a system change, but an attitudinal change among parties and amongst leaders and amongst the people who support them. So citizens have to be much more discreet in who they give their power to, how they give it to them, and what they expect in return for that. Because otherwise, I fear that we might end up like a place like Kenya, where you have political alignments taking place amongst political parties and leaders, where you cannot predict from election to election who's going to team up and coalesce with who. So at some point, you will have people in the Jubilee movement who then break away from their erstwhile friends and form the Orange movement, and then they break away again and form a new movement. And you cannot predict with any degree of certainty what these people believe, what they're striving for, and what change they want to incept. And until and unless we have a much more discrete politics, not just between those who lead us, but amongst ourselves as citizens, we will have a continued incentivization of these leaders to behave the way they are.
Thank you very, very, very much indeed, Ibrahim Fakir, a political analyst.